This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No. But we still have another month to go. I realize that a month from today we'll be prepping. We'll be 24 hours away a month from today from the first hours of spring 2024. Something to celebrate, right?
Bummer.
Celebrating all that there is in life. All right, so I celebrate a lot by singing. And you know that it kind of bleeds over into what we do here because it's a part of life, things to be experienced. So James Collins, who's in our main studio down in Dallas, has promised that I'm going. He didn't tell me what the song was, but he's sure I'm going to want to sing along. All right, so James, here's the test. Yep, you're right. the Four Seasons. Yeah, it's a good crank-up song. Who doesn't like the Four Seasons, right? I love you, baby, yeah. Okay. So where is this song on Valentine's Day? You just found that just a random find in your vault there? Or
well,
what was there?
My girlfriend and I were actually talking about this song last night. And then I realized that I didn't play it for Valentine's, and I totally missed the boat there.
Yeah, nice going, James.
Yeah.
Nice going, yeah.
Listen, we had some good picks, but this should have been in the mod, so I'll take the ball for that, yeah.
Okay. There's an iconic scene in 10 Things I Hate About You that uses this song, mm-hmm. and it is just so wonderful.
10 Things I Hate About You. I have the top 10 things that dead people want to tell living people. You ready?
Yes.
Can we do it from number 10 to number 1?
Yes.
This would be the time we dust up. There was a big voiced announcer that we had recorded a number of years ago. I don't know if it made the transition or not, James. A big voice, the same voice that does the countdown intro. Top 10 items. At number 10, life is about love, but not just loving those who love you. These are the top 10 things dead people, according to a survey of dead people, want to tell living people. Number 9. Your pets are as crazy, brilliant, and loving here, that is in the afterlife, as they were there in this life. Number 8, don't try to understand this now, but life is exceedingly fair. Yeah, let's not try to figure that one out now. Let's not rationalize too much. Number 7 on the list of the top 10 things dead people want to tell living people. Number 7. Nothing can prepare you for the beauty of the moment you arrive. Isn't that what we all hope for? Right? Think about it.
Yeah.
Right? When you don't know what it is, but you know it's supposed to be beautiful. Number 6, they finally understand what they were missing. How many people go through life not having done or experienced what they wanted to experience,
the regrets,
right?
Regrets they hold on to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, let's see. Number 5, you're not ready. These are the top 10 things dead people tell living people. You're not ready. You're never ready. Number 4, they were ready to go when they went. Number 3, there's no such thing as a devil or hell. I've always discounted that. All that is fear-based. It's all created by men and the religions that they created to scare you to believe in what they want you to believe in. Number 2, they're sorry for any pain they caused. And the number 1 thing dead people tell, or they want to tell living people, is the number 1 thing, they're not dead. That's something, isn't it, huh? That is something. Yeah. Something to think about. All right, coming up in this half hour, the answer to the question, are morning or night workouts better? Are morning workouts better? Night workouts. I'll give you the answer to that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, here in Massachusetts, another problem at another high school. I told you last week about the situation in my hometown high school. Kids knifing other kids. So here, the governor had to send in the National Guard to stop violence in Brockton. And the National Guard, there were four of the seven members of the school committee there who said, yep, send in the National Guard. The teachers are all quitting. The town is not supporting the school committee. There are budget cuts. But you know what? We have that in my community. Most places, the superintendent of schools inflates the budget. Like they want 8% more here in Framingham than they got last year. And the budget doesn't, the reality is it doesn't support more than 3%. Because that's what the inflation rate is. What, you always have to have these new programs and yada yada. No. It's about time people drew a line in the sand. Now, on the other side of it, if you cut too much, then you have school safety, I guess. It's like the city, the mayor says when there is a budget shortfall, okay, we're going to shut the swimming pool, the public pool down. That's not what, they only do that because it makes people mad, and then it makes them go to city council and say, we want our money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the game. It's not an actual like thing, it's just punishment.
No. Yeah, punishment, right, because you didn't do what I wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Another high school story from Texas this time. Staff member 73 died, injured during an accident, an incident with a student. Staff member was attempting to redirect a student. This, how do you like that for politically correct? So he got a head injury, fell to the floor. The staff that was on the scene immediately, an employee, was transported to the hospital, but he died, succumbed from his injuries. The superintendent of schools there identified the teacher. He worked as an instructional assistant. So what happened? That's the question.
The fact that they use redirect, it makes me think that this was a student with special needs. That's the language they use when there's special needs situations, special needs students.
Yeah, out of control, perhaps, and some kind of incident ensued. It is. All right, here's another sad story. This one, this is sad story hour. this is our moment of sadness. We're going to put aside some time for sadness. 11 suspects arrested in an investigation into illegal drugs delivered by drones into a prison. See, clever? How clever is this? All right. The sheriff says the office was contacted by officials at this medium security federal correctional institute to help with the increased problem of drones dropping things into the yard.
How many times did this happen?
God knows.
They realized. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Who's awake or who's asleep under the circumstances? Wow. All right. Sometimes I think when we talk about that stuff too much, it gives people ideas. Do you think that's true or not?
They got caught, so maybe it'll deter anybody who's thinking of doing it.
Right. All right, so we're just talking about the dead, the 10 things dead people want to tell living people. Here we go. Here we go into a funeral home. Literally, the owner of the funeral home's home, where a woman's body and the remains of 30 people were discovered in this guy's basement. Okay. Hello. The guy, he was renting a home, and he was evicted because he didn't pay the rent. So when they went in to clean the place up, they found the remains of 30 people and a woman's body. The cremated remains, and then a woman's body. This guy's got to have been a sick puppy.
Yeah.
Right?
He was the former owner of a funeral home.
The body they found was somebody who died in August of 2022. What the heck is left of a body? They had to...
Who was the cremated? There was, like, temporary urns, little black plastic boxes.
Yeah. Guys got to be nuts, right? Right? Seriously. Don't you have to be nuts? You got to be nuts. Nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. All right. What's the best time? Do you work out regularly, Jay?
No.
Have a regular routine?
I need to.
Right. Yeah. I don't have. Mine is at night, usually. But here's a study. Experts in exercise say the best time for working out, the question is it the morning, the afternoon, or the evening? No matter the time of day, there is this is kind of a non-plus answer. It doesn't make any difference. No, one time is better than another time.
Yeah, just
But
do it.
What it is, the time isn't important. It's better to do it. Any time is better than no time. Right? That's really the bottom line. So I don't know whether that was kind of a teaser, but it does get us to focus on some people get up early in the morning and they do their crunches and they do their push-ups and they do whatever they have to do. Morning workouts help boost your metabolism, though, and energy levels through the day. It's a great way to establish a routine. See, when I work out, I get sleepy after and I go take a nap.
I do, too. That's how I feel. Yeah, if I do, like, a really hard, like, cycling class, I feel like I have to go take a nap after. But if I do it not so big, I like to do yoga in the evening, though. I think it depends. Yeah. It depends on your body, who you are, and if you do something doesn't make you more sleepy, change the time of day you do it. But also the what you're doing. I mean, a slow flow kind of yoga class is going to make you feel probably a little bit different afterwards than a high intensity kickboxing class.
Yoga in the morning, yoga in the evening, yoga at supper time. You want afternoon workouts are good because they serve as a stress reliever. And it's good for your body temperature. Evening workouts, okay, relieve stress as well, unwinding. So anytime's a good time for an exercise period. That's the takeaway here. 18 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's social media time here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen focused on Facebook because according to, well, maybe this is according to them, because they're always trying. Zuckerberg is a great self-promoter and Facebook promoter and Instagram promoter. And anyway, so apparently, according to this, Jay, do you believe this, Americans still turn to Facebook more often than any other social media site for their news consumption? I don't.
I unfortunately do believe that. It's sad, and I don't think enough people are doing research. Even if you see something on social media, you still have to go and kind of look it up yourself to make sure. Because
but people don't take time to do that.
A lot of it is so opinion-based. I know.
Yeah.
How often have you seen when people will post something and they're like, I didn't know the celebrity died, or, oh, here's a news story, blah, blah, blah. And it's from The Onion, which is well known to be a satire news site. It's not real news, and people will be sharing it like it's real because they, again, did not actually, they didn't look at the article itself. They just read the headline and see the picture.
So the analysis comes from the Pew Research Center, and they're nothing to sneeze at. They are very legitimate. They're looking at Facebook's dominance as a provider of news and information. It's kind of a sick thing. According to the study, 43% of U.S. adults use Facebook for news. That's down some from a couple of years ago, but still higher than the use of regular news, whatever the heck that is these days, because the news, if you watch it on a TV, even find things, various newspapers online, they still are quoting what's in social media platforms. That's the news from their perspective. So how do you know the news isn't really the news? The news they get is from Facebook. And so where's the real reporting? Most every news service that I know of in the country, whether it's radio or television, whether it's the print media, they have cut their staffs in recent years because they're not, the advertising rates are down. And so there's the, you know, you want to keep the doors open, so you have fewer staff. And let's see, using, let's see, a third of teens, going, I'm looking at some of the stats here. A third of teens use Facebook every day, so that's down, way down from 2015. But what's way up is TikTok, which is poison. Are you a parent?
Every generation of
children?
Demographic has their priority, social media.
Well, but TikTok is poison. It's the Chinese, just the fake bunch of fakers. you know, people think it's fun and they can put music in it and all that other stuff, but hello, do you understand what's happening to the stuff? Yeah, go ahead.
It's the exact same. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, they all use the same kind of algorithms, the same technology that captures information. The only difference is ownership. Who actually owns
the
stuff?
Yeah, where does it go? Yeah. All right, speaking about ownership, Zuckerberg has been talking, he's been criticized lately, especially as we get into the new year. The question on how come you're cutting jobs? Well, what's the story here? Meta, Amazon, some of the startups, they're shedding thousands of jobs, layoffs all over the place. They have to be efficient. That's what they're trying. What it is AI and automation.
Well, yes, that's one of it. When any tasks that were a little bit repetitive that AI can simply do and they cut the human out, they're doing it. But also with the pandemic, there was a bigger ask for a lot of tech stuff. Amazon had to hire on a whole lot of people because everybody was really relying on the deliveries of things. And these tech companies realized that they hired on too many people when there was a need. And then in the post-pandemic world, they don't have enough means. They don't need that many people, so they had to lay off a lot of people.
Yeah, well, so all of these companies are finding advantages in operating with a smaller workforce, and that's what you're going to see, frankly. All right, so there's that summary of what's going on, and that.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Mesquite Police Sergeant Curtis Phillips says the student with the gun was wounded. There were no other injuries reported. An expansion of microchip and semiconductor manufacturing in America continues with a new $11.5 billion plant now slated to be built in New York State. It'll go in just north of Albany, New York. Other similar plants have been built all across the country. The chips produced at these plants are considered essential for the modern auto industry, for consumer electronics, and for national defense. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
No. All right. Okay, boys and girls, we have a young aspiring broadcaster here with us. He's trying out on the Good Day program because he wants to make it in radio. And so
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful if I speak clearly and I enunciate.
Enunciate your words. Yes, it could be, right? But then again, maybe it's maybe you're past your prime. You might not be able to make it. You know, you got to start when you're. But the good announcers I know started when they were 15, 16, 17 years of age. Yeah. So you may be a little beyond
that. I was 15 when I started.
Yep. The voice of Mike McVeigh was here on the Good Day program. And the reason we had that little clip from Star Wars is because, truth be told, Mike is the number one consultant for this program and other programs that I do. And he also is the father of Jay Kirshner, who is here not because he is her father, but because she's a good broadcaster. She learned from her father how to be a good broadcaster, right? That's kind of
well.
How it
this
works.
This is take your father to work day, evidently.
I've never, you know, that's actually a very good idea. Why doesn't somebody start that? Let's have
they should, right?
Yeah, or take your mother to work, take your dog to work. We have all of that stuff. It shouldn't just be about children. It should be about the adults. We celebrate children too much and adults not enough. Do you think that's true? Do you think that we have to encourage children to be themselves? But.
Yeah, it depends, though. I mean, you're very much like me, that when my kids compliment me, I brush it aside.
Yes.
That's not our job. Uh-huh. Our job is to uplift them.
Yep, exactly. Well, our job on the air is to uplift people. No matter what it is, when you think about it, you've been involved mostly in music radio through your life. I kind of sucked you into the talk thing because I have regard. You and I have known each other for a long time, but we didn't start working together until, what, four or five, six years ago? When did we start working together? I don't even remember.
Probably about four or five.
4 or 5 years ago, yeah. And Mike, who has been around, and anybody listening to this program who knows anything about radio hierarchy knows the name Mike McVeigh, because he's just everywhere. He's prolific, been involved in all sorts of formats, and has been successful since, as he suggested, he was a young teenager, which is when kind of all of us who have been around, who have starch, we're not Johnny come latelys to all of this. We've been doing it for a long time. And so some of the things I was determined not to do this, but I'm going to do it because I think the audience will find it interesting, frankly, for you to tell a little of your story. The world of radio, we all know, is not the same today as it was when we grew up. It just isn't. And so, is it progress? We're not here. I don't complain about. I complain to Mike all the time off the air. But I'm not here to complain about it because it has. It's been a silver spoon, a golden spoon. It's been something that's been very satisfying. You've had a lot of jobs, as I've had a lot of jobs or exposure and talk. You've had it in the music world, starting where was it? In a little station in West Virginia? I mean,
that was my first real job. I grew up outside of Pittsburgh, and so I started in a little AM radio station down around the Pittsburgh area. And then not long after that, I went to Wheeling, West Virginia as a program director and a morning man. And the education began.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It takes a lot. I will say this, though. I think, and to the listeners, there are obviously people who like radio. There is an amazing number of Americans, 280 million Americans, who listen to the radio every day, every week, across this nation. And so many inside our business who feel it's not what it used to be are really experiencing what I think people in all walks of life are experiencing. A little bit earlier, you and Jay were talking about AI. I mean, there's a continual evolution and progress, and things change. And, you know, my father wasn't happy with how things changed in his job over the years. Now, I think if we're smart and we're lucky, we evolve and we change with it. Otherwise, you're among those people that are retiring early.
Yeah. Who wants to do that? You and I don't want to do that.
No.
And we're not ready to. The world isn't ready for us to not be here. So we continue to ply our trade, right? No, and what are we? How much trouble can we get into if we're not doing this or the other things that we do with our lives that are constructive? And see, that's it. Being constructive with our lives. You have helped so many broadcasters up and down the line from some of the bigger jobs that you've had and working for big networks to programming, as you were suggesting, the smaller stations all around. When did you first feel, Mike McVeigh is here with us, those of you who is just joining us. Mike is Jay's father. He's also probably the most prominent radio consultant in the business. That meant a lot 10 years ago. Excuse me. The radio business is, well, it still is a business. You do a lot of podcast stuff, right? You have the people coming to you all the time.
Yeah, I do a lot of different stuff. Yeah, I coach radio stations, I coach talent, I work with podcasters. Yeah. I've got a digital company out of Switzerland that I consult. I've got an experiential marketing company out of Europe that does business globally. And, you know, the business has evolved. The world has changed dramatically.
And of all the people that you work with, who's your favorite client?
Oh, my gosh. It's so easy to say Doug Steffen, you know, because I'm on the air with you right now. And so I kind of have to.
Well, actually, we've developed quite a good friendship over the years.
And if I can just sing your praises for a second. I mean, the thing that you do on this show, and again, your listeners know it. The people who are hearing us know it. It's not a my side's right, your side's wrong. You know, you voice your opinions, you allow there to be varying opinions, you talk about things that are going on, and the show is so aptly named, Good Day. You know, you want to have a good day, it just puts you in a much better mood, and yet you still know everything that's going on in the world.
You know, one of the things that's important for those of us who have our heads on straight, and I'd like to think that mine is and yours is, we've developed gracefully. We've learned through life that there are the guiding hands, if you will. A lot of the stuff that we do, we make our own opportunities, but I also believe the universe and life itself is something where, you know, we don't actually control a whole lot of stuff. Things unfold, however, exactly as they are supposed to. We belong in this business, you and I, and thus we have been in it for decades and decades and decades. There are some people who are good at driving a bus and like it. There are people who are really good salespeople. We were talking earlier today about how the world wouldn't revolve if it weren't for sales. Everything gets sold by a salesperson, right?
Right.
And then there's what we do on the air. We're selling. We have products to sell. We have ideas to sell. And I'd rather you do not necessarily identify with my ideas, but I'd like you to buy the stuff I'm selling. Thank you very much.
Truth.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but don't you think that's it? You know me off the air. We spend a lot of time together off the air, sort of working on this program, tweaking it and making it better and adding things, subtracting things. And so, you know, you have that, you build a relationship. You know, I suppose sometimes it's easier to build it than others because some people don't want to listen. I remember, and this is really inside baseball, and I don't want to get stuck here, but one of the fellows used to work with you when you weren't doing some news talk. You had Holland Cook, who appears on this program every day with a vignette. He's a radio and television broadcaster, pretty much from the same era as we are and had the same experiences that we've had. He used to say when he was working with me, matter of fact, in a convention someplace. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I was sitting next to him, and he was talking about some of his clients. So somebody asked him how often or how much do I listen to him? That is, how much does Doug listen to you? As a challenge, like, what good are you as a consultant? And he looked at me, and he looked at this fellow in the audience and said, well, I think he's up to double digits now.
That's good. That's good. Well, you know, there's always coaching. There's always going to be people who want to learn, and I think that's in all walks of life. And, you know, you're most unique because of how multifaceted you are, and you're not a one-dimensional person. But I have a quick question for you, if I have time. Can I ask a quick question?
You got plenty of time. Yeah.
So earlier this hour, and for those of you that missed it, Doug and Jay had a story about what people who are in the afterlife tell the people who are still living. I just want to know who conducted that survey. Who died and did the survey and then came back? That's what I want to know. How did you get those answers? Where did those come from?
It's manna from above. I'm inspired by that. But, I mean, think about what I said. Wasn't all that stuff true? When you get down to brass tacks, the things that we remember or we want to remember, the things we want to think are there as part of the moving to the great beyond. I was at a funeral in Dallas. Matter of fact, was it a week ago Friday, I think. Yeah. And the fellow was very close to me, very close friend. And I went to the gravesite. His wife was Catholic, and she didn't want to be cremated, so her coffin is there. And then there's a bench right next to the bench was right next to the headstone. And under the bench there's a plate that is open, and the urn is placed in there with a note from one of his grandchildren about him. And it was the urn was in there, and the note was in there, and I watched them as they put the plate over it. And I thought to myself, this is eternity. And he's going into eternity with that note from his granddaughter. It was just, I don't know, that's what you think about. I mean, think about what you can control, think about what you can't control. And then, you know, there are lessons. There are a lot of people, I believe that there is communication with the so-called dead. I don't think we die. I think we just have a different dimension. And Einstein kind of proved it in the sense that, you know, all energy doesn't go away. It takes different forms, but it's impossible, understanding quantum physics, it's impossible for energy to be destroyed, which I think is fascinating and a good thing for us all to remember. Mike McVeigh with Doug Steffen at 48 after the hour.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour now, good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to participate with us as he participates with you every day of every week, of every month, of every year. For a long time, Jack has taken the website that he created, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and passed along so much fabulous information. I invite you to explore the world of Jack Stockwell through ForbiddenDoctor.com. And also, he's a Nuka chiropractor, and that's where you get the insight into how your upper cervical spine, your body, works and why it's important to have adjustments there. And then we talk about things in general. ForbiddenDoctor.com is how I first started talking about some of the elements where I got information, some of the elements that are necessary in nature. Jack, because he promotes standard process products in his practice, realizes the value of food. Food is medicine. And so when you look around at some of the things, the B vitamins, for example, there's a report today, Jack, about niacin, which is an important component of the B12 vitamin, how it may be a problem. It may raise the risk of heart disease by triggering inflammation, damaging blood vessels. So what's wrong with that research? Because I know you're going to poke a hole in it.
Well, it's the same thing with research that says too much vitamin C, ascorbic acid, will harden the arteries. Too much vitamin A will cause birth defects. Too much vitamin E will cause heart problems. in all of these studies, they never contradistinguish between the vitamins that comes from food and the vitamins that are manufactured by Big Pharma. Most of the vitamins in your health food store are all synthetic. And almost every last bottle was made in one of four locations around the country. The same companies that make your heart medication, your liver, your kidney, your brain, whatever else, in the sense of pharmaceuticals, also realizes there's a tremendous amount of money to be made in the supplement industry. And these things are synthetic. And any time you put something synthetic into the body, there's always a risk. So in this latest study, and interestingly enough, I can show you 100 studies where they're talking about niacin will prevent COVID. It'll prevent heart disease. It'll give you an overall sense of health and well-being. So what you always have to do whenever you're dealing with anything like this in the medical world or healthcare world, what is the source of the material that they were testing? And in this case, it's a synthetic. It's a synthetic vitamin B3. You know, they have identified, in some reports, they've identified that there could possibly be as many as 40 different members of the B family. We've identified up through B17, cyanocobalamin, the old anti-cancer vitamin B. But niacin is just B3. And it's very important in the sense that it helps you to process carbohydrates. It's important in the sense that it helps to prevent heart disease. It can reverse arthritis, a lot of different things. But it has to come from food. And any time you see stuff like this when it's being synthetic, you are taking a risk because you're putting an incomplete vitamin in the body. You're putting something into the body Mother Nature did not make. And anything that mankind touches, whether it came from the farm, if it comes from the forest, if it comes from the sky, the water, whatever else, whatever man touches that Mother Nature made is going to end up being less than the real McCoy. And so I stand by this report completely because, again, you're taking something synthetic into the body, which is just a chemical. It did not come from food. It's a chemical made in a laboratory to mimic the effect of vitamin B3 niacin. And a lot of people want a kick from it. They want the rush.
Yeah. Well, what you have said certainly opens your mind-opening overview of this. Actually, takes on a rather simple diagnosis. If it's natural, if it's food, then it's medicine. If it's synthetic and manufactured in the laboratory, like lots of the other chemicals that cause lots of problems to all of us, then it isn't worth the powder it would take, as they say, to blow it to hell.
So that's it. When the epidemic of pellagra came out in the 30s and 40s, it was known by the D's, dementia, dermatitis, diarrhea, and death. And it just ravaged the country in the 30s and 40s. And the chemical brand of vitamin B3 would not turn the...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.